Bless Father. His pale expression had changed to delight and admiration for me. He hadn't understood the words, but he understood the tone. General Pompey, I continued, we come before you humbly to ask your help, but not as fools. If this evening is sport for you and your baboons, to mock the royal family of Egypt, with whom your country has traded precious items for years, just say so. We will return to Alexandria immediately and burden you no longer. Oh, I could have gone on and on, but I stopped myself, remembering something Olympus often would say when I talk too much. The more words, the less the meaning. And how does that profit anyone? My heart was pounding so furiously I wanted to stomp out of the banquet hall. But that would have been the temper of a 12-year-old girl, not the noble response of a princess. As I put my thoughts to what I should now do, Pompey looked directly at me. No, indeed, Your Highness, he said in a voice soft enough that only I could hear. You are no fool. Come, let us sup. Thank the gods, I was spared further embarrassment. But as for Father, a different story.